chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful sunny afternoon, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Doug Wakefield, who actually, of course, studies what's going on today. That actually, he writes newsletters, and he's got a lot of information. He comes with a very high recommendation from our good friend Joan Vion. So we thought we'd spend an hour with Doug as he analyzes what's going on and really what you can do at this time. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, almost anything you do is going to be disastrous, except, well, I'll let Doug talk to you. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Stan. Thank you for having me on your show.
Why don't you just pick up the story, give us your interpretation of what's going on, how we got in this mess, and what people can do to protect themselves?
Well, first of all, I think I'll just start with, you know, and looking back over this, there's just so many things that have happened to me professionally and personally that I think with each of our lives as things unfold, we look and say, can anything, you know, get this much out of control? And for our day-to-day lives, the way that we live in the Western civilization today, we depend on a lot of things at the system level staying the same. You know, they might, we look and say, well, it could swing Democrat or Republican. It might swing, they might spend money on oil and gas one year, or they might spend it on welfare the next. But there are just certain things that we just attribute. The government's probably just going to get bigger. Debt's just going to get bigger. We can run huge deficits. That's just something we just seem to do. So I guess I go back to work and life goes on. And we don't ever stop and take too much time to go, how in the world did we get to the point where we can have a president of the United States say, we're running, we are just going to run $1 trillion deficits until we get things turned around. Now, clearly we weren't this way 10 years ago, 20, 50 years ago, and yet it's almost like we're on this treadmill moving fast. We're going, where are we headed? And I think the first thing that is the one of the key problems is, that it's sad in my mind, but as a society, we are vastly, vastly uneducated on the history of money and how we arrived at this point. So to begin with, I'd say, you know, for someone to truly understand where we are today, you have to begin, let's take, for instance, and see the history of debt. Now, if I start in the United States and I look at that, I could go to the U.S. Treasury, and I could see a history of each year since the country existed or came into existence where our national debt has been. And what surprises most people that I talk with is to find out that under Andrew Jackson in 1835, the United States debt got down to $35,000. Now, I'm confident you've got quite a number of listeners today who are thinking, $35,000? I have more debt out on my home, maybe my car and that. But this was the entire country of the United States was paid down to $35,000.
Well, I think that's important because Andrew Jackson believed in hard money. And, of course, what people don't understand is that banks create credit. They create, everything is based upon debt. In other words, you borrow the money from them, you have a debt, they give you a paper entry. There's no money there at all, but they make it an entry in the bank, and if somebody wants to take out money, they do, but it's much easier just to go ahead and spend the credit. And certainly the production of an industrialized society is based upon credit. If there's no credit, there's no industry. If there is lots of credit, there's lots of industry, lots of growth. But, of course, you can lead into terrible problems down the line, especially when the banks then intentionally and purposely and maliciously contract the credit, and all these people who bought their homes and their factories and their farms, you know, on credit, and now, of course, our cars and everything else, suddenly there's no money to borrow, and of course, we face this loss of everything we have, and that's a pattern that's gone on over and over again, hasn't it, Doug?
It has. I think the thing that's the most interesting, even when I hear solutions, is in order to come up with solution, you can look at history, but you have to separate from what has happened and then look at exactly where you are right now in time and space. For instance, if we looked and said, well, okay, the president says we're going to run a $1 trillion deficit, let's just do that. Let's do that if it needs to happen. Never stopping to say, wait a minute, there's not a country on earth in human history that's run $1 trillion deficit indefinitely. So this has not even happened. We're experimenting. The second, of course, is to see a country like Japan, who topping out in their market around 40,000 back in 1989, is today looking at their equity markets under 8,000 points. And this is now literally coming up on two decades since their high in 1989. So as an American, I can't possibly think of my stock market being down two decades, and yet the Japanese people have more than 95% of their money in extremely low-paying Japanese bonds. Why? Because they've lost all confidence of making money in the stock market. Most of the money that's made in the Japanese markets are Western money coming in. So societally, the Japanese, they can't even think the way we do in America. And that's the mammoth change that we're talking about, is for us to literally run deficits so high. And the deficit, to me, is one of the educational processes changed culturally. And this was not just the banks. I think in our educational process, we had to convince ourselves as an entire nation, hey, look, there's nothing wrong with running large amounts of debt. And after you do that and you see bailouts, the rescue of the savings and loans in the 90s, the rescue of the market in 87, long-term capital imploding in 1998, the tech boom crash, you know, and now, of course, we're fighting off everything to print more money. We almost have this, you know, we don't believe, wait a minute, this is an experiment. We, as human beings, have never been in exactly this chapter. So let's look at other periods of history, let's look at other countries to try to get our bearings, because the last 30 years are an extreme abnormality in human history, really.
Well, I certainly agree, but what do you feel about these massive debts? I mean, certainly interest has to be paid on these debts, and where are we going to get the money? Certainly right now we're having to borrow, you know, well, they say $2 billion a day, but I suspect, you know, since we're talking of a debt this year in 2009, they admit to $1.2 trillion, and that was before the $800 billion bailout. We're talking maybe $2 trillion they're going to have to borrow. Where are they going to borrow that money from? And when they borrow that money, what happens to the value of the rest of our money? What are the implications of this massive debt? That's what the issue should be. And we don't hear people talking about that. Is there any way to have a stable dollar as we go further and further and further into debt? And what would an unstable dollar mean to the people listening to this program?
Well, I think the thing that is so difficult at this stage is, like I had a gentleman sending us comments a few weeks ago, and we included some of these comments in one of our writing, and he says, you know, what is impossible for us to realize in human history is that Americans are basically, in the last several years, their government structure to be able to accommodate these massive deficits has basically been hooked into borrowing all this money primarily from foreigners, but the lead country would be China. So here you have a communist country that is the lead lender to the number one capitalist nation. Now, I don't know about you, but without a lot of thought, that says, well, that's a process that cannot go on.
Well, I'm
so you can state we'll borrow $1 trillion, but now you've got to go out and say, okay, if your number one lender doesn't want to lend you, and they're a communist country, where are you going to get somebody to buy all this new debt?
Hold that thought right there.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 24th, 2009. Gold, $995.40. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,023.47. 511.73 for half. 255.87 for quarter. That's $1,023.47. 511.73 and 255.87.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Doug Wakefield. And Doug, certainly we have a caller on the line, but right now, before we go to our caller, how do you feel about all this debt? Is it possible that we are going to destroy the economic system by taking on debt? Certainly this is the sort of thing they did in the Weimar Republic. They just printed money to pay the debts that the government had. And do you know how that turned out? They did the same thing in France in 1789. They certainly did the same thing here during the Revolutionary War in 1776 about 1780, and certainly this is what Zimbabwe is doing now. They're just printing money happily, but of course, eventually, aren't there consequences for simply printing money without anything behind it?
Well, absolutely, and I think that's the thing that came about in the 20s and 30s when Keynes came on the scene. But and we realized Keynes' belief was that as things slow down, you print more paper money. As you have more credit in the system, people go borrow. As they borrow and say they want to make purchases, then manufacturing cranks up again and starts making more things. And so the solution was always lower interest rates, pour more credit through the funnel. And even today, I mean, the credit crisis being talked at is what? The banks aren't lending enough. We need more credit poured out. People need cheaper credit, so they'll borrow more money. I mean, nowhere do you hear responsible, we need to cut the size of government. Do we need to live more frugally? That's not even a part of the public discussion, hardly. And you almost sound, and for that reason, I think, is part of the reason, just like you're talking about, you have to go back and say, hey, wait a minute. Even the United States, in the early days of this country, ran up their money supply 16-fold in about 4 years and crashed their currency. That currency then was the Continental, why the slogan today, not worth a Continental, is still out there. Because we as the United States basically bankrupt our currency in the first few years of our country's founding. So these are just lessons that it's appalling that are not taught to the American citizen.
I certainly agree with you. Well, let's go to James, who's calling from Kentucky. Hi, James. Are you there?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I have a comment, really. I've been doing some research. Y'all talk about the New World Order on here, don't you?
Right, right.
Okay. Just making sure. I've been doing some research on here. And do you know there's a... camps in America, concentration camps.
I know. Well, if you listen to my program, James, you would know we've covered that many times. There are camps there. They've refurbished the Japanese concentration camps that were used during the Second World. They've given war. They've given Kellogg Brown and Root $385 million, and we've even got pictures of them in our concentration camp special. What was your point? But do you have anything to talk about as far as the finances are concerned? Because this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The financial crisis that is consuming our nation and destroying the very fabric of our society.
Well, that's the whole name of the game.
Right.
And they're already selling Ameros.
Right.
Those
are privately minted metals. Hey, look, thanks very much, James, but if you don't want to talk about our subject, maybe we'll have a subject on the New World Order, but right now we're talking on finances, and those medallions are not printed by our mint. This is all part of the disinformation they're putting out to confuse people, and I don't want you to be taken in by that or confuse our listeners.
Stan?
Those are privately minted coins not put out by the government, but thank you so much. Go right ahead, Doug.
You know, let me answer one question that he said, and this is one of the things I think is fascinating with the education. In American colleges today, if you went to college, you get a degree in finance or economics, or you might go to political science. But it's very rare that people understand the long history of the revolving door between finance and politics, that the two are almost like twin brothers. And I think one of the points that is deeper than what James is bringing up is, like, I have a book here that we've commented on. This is written by H.G. Wells, who is a Fabian socialist, and this book was produced in 1940. So anyone saying I'm creating a conspiracy theory is, no, I'm reading H.G. Wells' book written in 1940. I'm just telling you what this man thought.
Well, what book are you referring to that Wells wrote?
Well, H.G. Wells wrote The New World Order.
All right, fine. So basically, he wrote a book entitled The New World Order. He wrote a number of books, and certainly long before this, George Bush talked about this. But, of course, Wells was associated with certainly Alice Bailey and the other occultists, and Alice Bailey had written about this. In fact, the ideas had been channeled to her by a demonic spirit named Jawa Kool. But Wells was writing about this and popularizing the idea in 1940, just as you say. So go right ahead.
So anyway, let me just read something to our listeners. This is H.G. Wells, and so if I was buying this book in 1942-43 during World War II, I would have read these words from a very prominent thinker in the world at the time. He wrote, "There is a strong opposition on the part of great interest in America to the president," referring to Franklin Roosevelt, "who has made himself the spearhead of the collectivist drive. They want to put a brake now on his progressive socialism of the nation, and quite possibly at the cost of increasing social friction. They may slow down the drift to socialism very considerably. But it is unbelievable that they dare provoke the social convulsions that would ensue upon a deliberate reversal of the engines or upon the attempt to return to the glorious days of big business, wild speculation, and mounting unemployment before 1927. Well, as we know, since the 1940s, the size of the government has grown enormously. In 1932, I believe the GDP was around 12%, and today it's upwards of 50% of our entire country is spent on government. So socialization, and somebody says, well, we're headed towards socialism. No, we've already gone down that track for decades. So these are the problems that we're just now waking up and saying, why have we ignored them? Well, because we had enough credit, we had enough things coming in, and it became more complex and, quite frankly, I think became more ignorant as a society on how we got here, to where people are just now coming to your radio station, other sources, and going, I really don't know how we got here. And they're seeking to learn. And I think that is number one of the most critical things for Americans right now, is to try to get a handle on, we didn't arrive here in the last 18 months of a credit crisis. We arrived here over decades of ideas that were destructive to the very fabric of our nation.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the interesting thing that's taking place today, as we see what's going on, and of course, you know, every problem they have, well, we'll spend our way out of it. So we're going to put up $700 billion for the TARP program and $787 billion for the stimulus bill, and then another $250 billion to try to stop the foreclosures. And then we've got to liquefy the banking industry. That'll cost $1 trillion or $2 trillion. And the trouble is that all of this is going to destroy our currency. And this is why the Europeans are very loath to do this. They understand inflation. The Americans really don't, because we've had a fairly stable currency in the past. But I personally believe this whole situation is created. I think it's engineered. I think they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to understand. Until it's too late, we'll be right back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. My guest is Doug Wakefield. Doug, would you like to get your website out, information on what you're doing?
Sure. Stan, you know, our website is, anyone doing a search engine could just type in best minds. It's like bringing together the best minds to think through the period we're living in, basically. But it's bestmindsinc.com. So the three W's, bestmindsinc.com, or anyone just going to any search engine, if they typed in best minds, we're usually one of the first one or two websites to be pulled up.
All right, Vinyl, what do you think people ought to be doing at this time? to protect themselves? Because I think this is what everybody's asking. What can we do? You know, the whole economic system is in turmoil. The stock market is dropping. Many people who have been invested in the stock market have lost 50 or 55% of what they had there, you know, and perhaps before long I think they're going to lose a lot more. And they really don't know what to do because they said that we've always had a stable economic situation, and it seems that that economic situation seems to be being destroyed. And so what can people do to protect themselves?
I think from looking at some things, first of all, let me say that one of the parts that I do, and we write a research newsletter, and it is read by anyone from retail investors, any place in the world, as well as those who run very substantial hedge funds. And we write things really trying to always challenge the thinking of people, looking at it from an angle of science. How does science of the system work? How do you see things working from psychological, and the fact that there are so many barriers to people really being contrarians? And that's where the great success stories have been in investing, is being a contrarian. But we're talking about enormous change right now, which makes it really outside the box. And then the last, of course, is that research on an enormous amount of history. I really wanted to understand not just the way I think, but the way that people who grew up in Iran think. How about China? How about these other countries? Because there's never been a time in world history that there's more of a global crisis. And I think that's one thing that sometimes we miss as Americans is, hey, there's already been riots in the street in Greece and Iceland. People are unemployed with no backup at all in Hong Kong or India. This is a global phenomenon we're going through, not an American. So as we look at options, I think first of all is to realize that the buy, from my standpoint, looking at all the information, of course, fortunately we've been able to help clients navigate the last couple of years, and as it's come down, they have not lost money. They have actually made money. Why? By doing inverse strategies, and there's a whole litany of things they can do there. As far as pulling money out of the system, you know, people are very concerned. Let's have gold coins. I believe that's another option. But having the fact that you look for one solution, I think, frankly, is the worst possible thing that people are doing right now. Is I need to go in and I need to yank all of my money out of my 401k and stuff it in a mattress. Great. Somebody comes in and robs your house the next day, or your house burns to the ground, you know, you've cooked your goose. If I put all my money in 100% gold coins, if the government, the states, as they did back in Roosevelt's time, will make gold illegal, how are you going to actually transfer business between people? If you're shorting, and as today, the Bernanke show comes out and says, hey, you know, folks, just because I'm Ben Bernanke, I think the entire world will look better in 12 months. No concrete plan of action just because I speak, and the market's being oversold. They rally, and so everybody goes, wow, what did he say? Nothing, absolutely nothing. But if you were short or in an inverse fund, you got hit. So I think the most critical thing is that a person realize this is not a stage to try to panic and do all in one thing. It is still diversified, but now you are clearly saying if I'm in a buy and hold strategy, I've got to have a threshold where I'm only going to take so much pain to where I'm going to cash. And then if I'm going to cash, I'm looking for the safest place. Maybe I have some gold bullion, I have short-term treasuries, and realizing that those things of cash is becoming king again, and that has not been the case through the roaring bull markets that took us from 570 on the Dow in 1974 up until 14,200 a year and a half ago. So we've got to realize this is just the beginning. We're not going to be turning this thing around anytime soon. So we've got to really hunker down and do things different than we've been doing them for the last 35 years.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that tragically most people really don't understand what's happening. They're frightened, and they have a good right to be frightened.
Absolutely.
Unless they understand that what's going on is part of a long-range plan. There is a financial elite that runs this country. They've been around for a long period of time, and they are destroying the financial structure of the entire world. This has happened not by accident, and this whole thing is carefully coordinated throughout the world, and certainly many countries are even far worse off than we are that don't have the safety net, the unemployment insurance and Medicaid and things of that sort, food stamps. But certainly all throughout the rest of the world, you're seeing a totally chaotic situation. The question is, what can we do to survive? And then is there anything we can do to counter what seems to be coming down the line? So you pick the story up, Doug.
Well, I would say, first of all, let me throw this out, because you have listeners from all different backgrounds. One of the things that I have looked at that is very interesting is, as we look at this point, we both know what we are describing. There are evil characters, there are good characters, there's idiocy, there's common sense. All of these are mixed in, but it's clearly we're headed, the people who are actually making huge decisions at the highest levels in politics and finance are built basically on a Keynesian model of you can do debt unlimited forever. And that is not correct. It is breaking. And I believe they knew that it was going to break. So as such, just like you're talking about, what are the plans next? They're very painful. A lot of the things you're talking about. How are we going to move this society as these things just break apart around us? Now, with that, you now have to come to something much deeper, I think, than even the finance or the politics, and say, as we, as human beings, live out our daily life, whether in China, Europe, the United States, we depend on some part of the system staying stable, because we don't make all those decisions. Somebody else does, and no matter how we vote, no matter how much money we spend, we can't control the system. And the control is what we feel some ounce of security by investing a certain way or living in a certain neighborhood. And so now we're talking about the system as its root is not being controlled. We don't feel any control. So as such, we then look and say, okay, there are things I can do in my own life, you know, paying down debt, living more frugally, diversifying into maybe inverse strategies, some gold bullion, more cash. There's things that I can do. But I cannot stop all the things that are going to happen. They are going to happen because history is moving forward. So now I come back with the world looking at three different venues, and I'm studying various religions of the world. I've found that only three. Now, you stop me if you feel like this is wrong, because I ask everyone I talk about this with, if you ever prove me wrong on this, call me. I really want to know. But is that we have three religions in the world that talk about the future of a world government. And those are humanism, and Christianity, which roots are in Judaism. So as we look at those, if I'm humanist, I go, which frankly I think even those who espouse to be Christians are looking for a humanist solution. We need a collective group of men who are elite specialists who can handle this, because it's so complex, I can't possibly know how to solve it. So surely they'll do something godly for me. The second is Islam, and there we know that in the Shia Islam, they are looking for the return of the great Mahdi, who will bring chaos to the earth for about 7 years and then a 1,000-year period of Islamic peace.
Or if you're going to have to hold that, the Imam Mahdi is, we'll be back in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from
Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skin care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Doug Wakefield. Doug is saying there are three basic religions of the world that all talk about a world government. Certainly the humanist, the Muslim, which waits for the return of the Imam Mahdi, and of course there's going to be great chaos when he comes. Go right ahead with your idea. We do have one caller we'd like to get to, but I'd like you to develop that idea before we get to Steve there in Pennsylvania.
Okay. The last, of course, is that what has been the bedrock, really, of Western civilization is Christianity. And Christianity, I want to emphasize, as most people who are even Christians don't realize, that the Bible is the most unique document in human history, and there's only two books out of the entire Bible that were written by Gentiles. Every bit of it was written by Jews. So if we really want to understand world history and what a divine God has left man, I can't think of any better way for anyone, no matter what their religion is, to go back and say, what is this unique book that we spend very, very, very little time ever looking at called the Scriptures? And as we begin to examine that, you realize, hey, from the time of the destruction of Israel in the Old Testament underneath the Babylonian Empire and prior to that, the Assyrian Empire, until today, there have been Jews looking for the Messiah to come. And as Christians, we're looking for him to come the second time. But in the midst of all of this stuff that's described as spiritual is a ton of information in the prophets throughout the New Testament and specifically in Revelation that talk about money, collectively, how people are involved in it, how it changed the lives and the cultural fabric, how it changed government. There's a ton of information there if we would investigate it. And I think that's the fascinating, is that there are a great deal of religious ideas out there, and if people could open up and discuss this, they would realize we didn't arrive here without literally ancient history knowing that there may be. Now, is this the end times? I won't know until I stand before God, and I believe someday I will. But do I believe that this is clearly the end of a certain era? Absolutely, because there's too many end type of scenarios unfolding.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, let's quickly go to Steve calling us from Pennsylvania. Hi, Steve. Did you have a question or comment?
Hi, Doug, Dr. Lateef. I just was wondering, we're in a bad economic times. We've been ripped off and burned by the people that we have entrusted with our economy. They sent our jobs out to all countries of the world. They packed up our factories, sent everything out. It seems to me that the only way things are going to get jump-started is through advanced technology that the powers that be might not necessarily want people to have, for high-mileage vehicles, electric power systems to power their houses and ranches and at a low cost.
But you're looking for, think that the people in charge want a solution. They do not want a solution. They want to lower our living standards. You read their publications like the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Summit back in 1994. The Second Summit was in 1992, but a few years later they published this, and they talk about lowering our living standards. So you're looking for a logical solution. We're not dealing with a logical scenario, because the people who have sent our jobs overseas, who control our government, really have a totally different worldview.
That's not exactly what I'm talking about. What I'm wondering is how does one move forward? How do people like your listeners that want this technology collectively move forward and purchase this technology from you?
Steve, let me jump in for a second. You know, I think the thing that Dr. Stan is talking about that is so critical for us to realize. I mean, you know that in the last 18 months there have been $30 trillion. I can't even imagine that much money. $30 trillion have been lost in global capital around the world. So with that, what we're watching now is, of course, governments doing what they do. They go out, print money, and say, we'll rescue. As they do so, you are shifting money away from the private sector into government hands. As you do that, then it becomes the financial markets, the capital markets, are becoming more political by the day. So a person comes out and says, I've got the greatest invention for modern man. And the lobbyist says, well, I don't know if that's what I'm going to make as much money on, or if I want to politically move that direction. And if you don't fit with politically where we're going to move, maybe we're not going to give you a bailout or a loan or a stimulus. So that's part of what anyone investing has to ask now is, is the government moving the direction of my great free market ideas?
And it certainly it is not. If you go back, Steve, and you read what Woodrow Wilson wrote in his book, The New Freedom, back, you know, in 1913, he will tell you that even at that time, they were making it increasingly difficult for people with entrepreneurial ideas who wanted to get ahead to be able to develop everything, that everything 100 years ago, 95 years ago, was controlled by a small cabal. That same cabal is there to day, but they're the ones creating the problem. We're out of time. I want to thank you, Doug, for being with us. Steve, for calling in. And we'll be doing open lines the next hour after Mr. Salenti's been with us. Any parting thought for our listeners?
If anyone wants to just read, we have a ton of public information that's already been out there about 5 years. They could Google my name, Doug Wakefield. That's like you wake up in a field, and they'll find articles that have been picked up all over the world.
All right. God bless. We'll talk to you later, Doug. Thanks
right,
so much
thank
for being
you,
with us. Bye-bye. And here's this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we've got to pay for the shortwave and all the other things that go along with what we do. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and you're in a position to help, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And I think as Doug was beginning to allude to the spiritual component of what's going on today, and you really can't look at things. Everybody wants to look at it. Well, what's the solution? How are we going to do this? You have to get back to basics. What's really behind all of this? And there really are powerful spiritual forces out there. That's why my book on Brotherhood of Darkness is so important. And if you don't have the money, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and watch the DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret. There is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. And, of course, there's a syllabus that goes with that. You'll actually read what George W. Bush was talking about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm, his first inaugural address. He mentioned it not once, but twice for emphasis. There's not one person out there in a million who has any idea what the angel he was talking about is. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And then, of course, certainly you need to get our great new DVD put out by Chris Pinto, The Eye of the Phoenix. Why? Because it goes into the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill, and it's a fascinating overview of what's really going on today. And unless you understand that the person who put that emblem on the back of the dollar bill was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who then began appointing Masons to the Supreme Court to take God and prayer out of our schools and destroy the religious and spiritual foundation of this nation, until you understand that the man who followed him was Harry Truman, who did exactly the same thing, and that's why we can't have certainly a Christmas festival or sing Christmas songs or hymns or anything in church or any place today, even close to a government building. In fact, you were to go to the Supreme Court building and pray on the stairs to the Supreme Court building, you'd end up in jail. And how did that come about? Because of long-range planning, because we're truly involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield. That's why you need the DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix. That's why you need the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and certainly The Riddles in Stone. And you need to get this information. You need to help us get it out. You need to get our information on the supernatural. And we have a 4-tape set on the supernatural. We actually have a book written by a medium. It's called The Beautiful Side of Evil. You must understand what this is about, because it's certainly not simply a church issue that's being played out on the economic battlefield of our nation today, and most people don't even know anything about this aspect of the battle or what energizes the wicked people who are intent upon destroying our nation and plunging us into